So what do you do? I think you do what Alberto Rivera and Nuri Rivera and what Melanie told you today, and that is to constantly expose the enemy, work for God, know what's happening. Listen to what Jack Chick said. Now, Jack Chick's a publisher in California who printed a lot of Alberto Rivera's works, and he's a feisty guy. He's up in years now, but, boy, he never backed down, and he's been through hell and back trying to expose what the Vatican's all about over the years. And he said this, "Let's wake up, beloved. We're not a bunch of little two-year-olds anymore. Pastors, you need to wake up. You deacons and you church members need to wake up, because your kids are going to be destroyed in a few short years if you don't. I'm referring especially to those pastors who are pushing bubbly love to everyone and who turn white and break into a cold sweat when anything controversial comes along. Do you think the priests of Rome respect you for that? Let me tell you, pastors, they hate the ground you walk on and hold you in nothing but contempt. They secretly look at you like scum under their feet. I was recently told that in 1949, this is Jack Chick talking, an ex-Jesuit priest told Reverend Eubanks in California that when the Vatican takes control of the United States, every pastor and his family will be shot in the head. Now, he said, you know, we sent a copy. We sent a copy of The Godfathers to 100 local pastors. And this is a book that explains the Vatican in depth. And do you know how many had the courage or the courtesy to respond? Not one. You know, the Bible says that judgment begins in the house of God. And unless we wake up, it's going to happen here. If the pastors are men, then let's act like men of God and start thundering the word of God from the pulpits. The thin line is in the pulpits, holding back the forces of hell. Once that caves in, it will be underground churches for America. And then they're going to hunt us down like rats. And they'll show us as much mercy as they did in Yugoslavia. Remember, the priest said it was not a sin to kill a child of seven. Only this time, there will be no United States to defend you. Where are you going to run? To Mexico? It's gone. Canada? It's almost gone. Ireland? Forget it. They're picking it off right now. No place to go, beloved. Only the Lord. And time is running out. We're on a razor's edge. It's time. It's time to get on our knees and stop this fooling around and putting on this pious act. If your pastor doesn't have the courage to stand against Rome, you need to make him aware of this information. And that is your responsibility. And that is his responsibility, to make his own people aware of it too. And if he won't, then you must make the stand. You can now expect to see the supporters of the Vatican start blasting Father Chiniqui for daring to quote Abraham Lincoln in his book 50 Years in the Church of Rome. We're in a war, beloved, and I thank God the Lord has directed us to prepare the ammunition you'll need from the publications that I've tried to get out over the years to give you background, backup, and you'll know how to face the lost Roman Catholics after you've gone into prayer. Because if you don't turn into a soul-winning church, the whore of Rome is going to have you and your grandchildren for breakfast. Have you already forgotten the screams that filled the night air in Paris during the St. Bartholomew massacre? Have you forgotten the little pregnant mothers tied to the tree branches, begging for mercy in Ireland while the dogs were fighting underneath their unborn children, and the bloody knives in the hands of those smirking fanatics driven on their priests to butcher these Christian ladies? Have you forgotten these bloodbaths that were quoted in Fox's Book of Martyrs? The Vatican wants you to forget it. Have you forgotten what took place in Yugoslavia? Catholic priests impaling children on stakes as they screamed in agony in 1940. You better never forget it. And don't forget that it was at a time of peace, love, and kindness just before each attack. Just like today, beloved. And don't you forget 1 million Knights of Columbus. Don't you forget the Knights of Malta in the United States have sworn to turn America into a papal state. God help us. You don't think it's coming here? You don't think history repeats itself? It's time. It's time. It's coming here. It's time to get sober and turn into spiritual soldiers for God and start aiming, arming yourselves with the helmet of salvation and the shield of faith and the sword of the Spirit, realizing the forces of darkness can be held back. Regarding the Jesuit control in the U.S. today, the Jesuits, and I'm saying this, even boasted on their many websites how 10% of the Congress and Senate were formerly trained at Jesuit institutions of higher learning. Another reader had this to say, nearly 25% of Congress and 55% of the Supreme Court are now held by Catholics. Notwithstanding the massive influx of Mexicans, around 25% of the American population is now supportive of the Pope. Please check these figures for yourself if you don't believe them. Catholic dogma insists that papal doctrines override constitutional matters if necessary, and because the Constitution provides for separation of church and state, it's the papal Jesuit intent to make sure that at least that part of the Constitution becomes of no effect. Ultimately, that church intends to control America, and the fascist administration will be employed to instigate the new Inquisition. And all that loud talking about how the Jews are to blame, it's cunning and diabolical as it is. They've been the greatest enemy, one of the Vatican's enemies, and it's the best deception of the age and plays right into the Jesuit hands. If you begin to listen to the Jewish hatred that's spread throughout this country, it's time to see through these smoke and mirrors, people. It's time to think for yourselves. It's time to step out. It's time to say no to all of these people. No to freedom of people who want to take your freedom of religion away. Now, I'm going to read to you something from Eric John Phelps, a great quote. If you don't think this goes back in history, I want you to remember this. This is an enormous subject, but remember, start at the Council of Trent in the 1540s, when the Jesuits were first came into their organization through Ignatius Loyola, their first military leader, and how they were assigned to stamp out the Protestant Reformation in any way possible. Start from there and work your way through history, and you will see that what we're seeing on this show rings true with what's going on today. And it's your only hope is to get right with God, get right with this information. Don't hide behind the Bible, but use it as a tool to protect your children, to protect others in your community, to wake them up like Melanie's trying to do. Even though she's called crazy for doing it, you have to take that abuse before you can ever get through to people. Because it is going to be you, with your strong conscience, with your inability to compromise, with your spiritual might, that will only stop these people of darkness. And it is my intent to bring as many people to God as I can in these days that we call the end times. And I'm telling you something, this is not a great place to be anymore. And the truth will set you free. And we must stand strong and use the shield of faith. Use the shield of goodness to protect ourselves from these people and not to fear them, but to fear God. If we do not follow his ways, if we do not stand up to this evil, if we do not expose them, then, folks, we will fall. Now, look back into history. Listen to what Eric Phelps told us. He said, remember the greatest, and when you're thinking about blaming the Jews, remember the greatest and first labor Zionists were white Gentile Jesuits directing the policies of Napoleon Bonaparte. For it was Napoleon who first advocated the Palestine be a homeland for the Jews. Who like him would be secretly ruled by the Black Pope? In attacking part of the Ottoman Empire, this was one reason why the Jesuits used Napoleon to use the weapons taken from the Knights of Malta, which order Napoleon expelled from Malta for its expulsion of the Jesuits from the island in 1768, to kill the bodyguard of the Caliph of Egypt. This crack Sunni Islamic bodyguard had been a foremost enemy of the Vatican. Therefore, it was destroyed in 1811 by the orders of Roman Catholic Freemason Napoleon Bonaparte I. This just gives you a little taste of history, a little thing that's hidden from you about the real truth behind the religious wars of the future, the religious wars that we are facing today. Even your president, and I call him a fake president, told you this was a crusade. He's told you, they tell it to you, they stare you in the face with what they're doing, and you refuse to listen. You refuse because it isn't, you know, it's time to forget about the Catholic bashing. There is no such thing. Because this is not a church. We're talking about a hierarchy deeply involved in political intrigue, in assassinations, in controlling your country, in controlling countries of the world. Is it any reason the Vatican has over 107, I think it's 172 concordats with countries around the world? Why is that? Is there any other religion like that? Is it a religion? Why do they have a seat in the UN? Because we're talking about the temporal power, the power that is used deceptively around the world to bring all of these leaders from whatever country you may think of in lockstep so that these wars could be carried out. And so you see, through not only a financial war, where they control our banking systems, where they monopolize how you make money, where you make money, what land you can own. Pretty soon you ain't going to have a choice. You got a little bit left, and they still will play the Hollywood game. They'll play the theatrical political game. They're going to play every game on you as they can so they can get away with this behind the scenes to make you think America is going on as normal. Oh, we've got a few problems. Gas is a little high. Oh, land maybe, people are losing their homes left and right. But that's only a cycle. That'll change. And, you know, what about the manufacturing plants? Well, you know, if they can do business cheaper overseas, we're going to benefit in the long run because we're going to get products cheaper. Well, that's a bunch of bull. But they're going to make you think everything is normal. Turn on the TV. It seems the Super Bowl will be going on. America must be in good shape. Well, that's exactly what the people in Germany thought. That's exactly what many people think right before the you-know-what hits the fan. And usually it's at the time when you think it's peace and contentment is when they strike. And they have more power in this country than you know. You need to research it on your own. You need not be fearful of their intimidation. You need not be fearful of their laws, because, folks, the laws that they've passed, even the Constitution over the century, means nothing to people like them. They can usurp it, bypass it any time they want if they have the power. They don't need to pass the Patriot Act to do what they're doing. They don't need to pass the Violent Radicalization Homeland Security Act to do what they're doing. They're doing it to divide us. They're doing it to shove it in our face to see what kind of resistance, one, they're not getting much, two, to divide America between the millions who will say, well, if you got nothing to fear, what's the difference with losing your rights? And if you do talk against them, you must be conspiring with the Muslim enemy. Now, we all know that is all a bunch of bull, that they created that enemy, and these laws, the Patriot Act, which takes away your Fourth Amendment rights, the Violent Radicalization Homeland Security Act, which is going to basically take your freedom of speech away, making what I'm doing hate speech, because it's going to maybe cause some type of imminent danger and threat, which is a bunch of bull. And the reason they're doing it is so they can divide people who are telling the truth, like Melanie, like Eric John Phelps, like Tom Fress on amateur radio, like others. Nuri Rivera, just to name a few. So they can say, you are conspiring with the enemy and you're a threat to the United States and we can keep you quiet. And that's in the wording in this act. Read it carefully. It talks about religious speech also. So basically, if you don't follow in lockstep with the Vatican-led New World Order and the Pope, you cannot speak up because you will become a threat. And it's the Jesuit philosophy to always blame people for what they're doing. And that's what they're doing. They're going to twist the laws in their favor because they have the control, and they're going to divide America. And that's their intent. They're not going to divide people who follow the Word of God, for we will never stop exposing the truth. We'll be back tomorrow on the Investigative Journal. Have a good evening. Until tomorrow, good afternoon.
Have you seen Loose Change, the most popular documentary in the 911 truth movement? With the coming change in government, now is the time to push for justice and get this truth into the hands of millions of Americans. First Amendment Radio is offering both videos, Loose Change and 911 Justice on DVD. We will ship two copies of both videos to you for $10 cash. No checks, please. Yes, two copies, one for you and one for you to give away. The people must know the truth. You will see and hear Larry Silverstein, the owner of the World Trade Centers, admit that they decided to pull the building.